CNS, Rutherford County's most complete election coverage. Now, here's Brian Barrett.
We are back here. All of the votes are in. And in one of the closest races of the night, we said that school board race had 27 vote difference. There was another race that was pretty close, less than 100 votes. A 95-vote victory for State Representative Mike Sparks. And Mike is joining us now here on the phone. And another close race, but you came out on top once again.
Yeah, Brian, just give God the glory for it. Give him all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. That's where it goes to. It don't go to me. It don't go to my team. I just want to give God the glory for it.
You have been in an interesting situation. You have faced a primary opponent every time you've run, haven't you?
I sure have. And, you know, I mean, a lot of times I've learned that adversity really is sometimes God's way of making an opportunity for you. You know, you learn through trials and tribulations, and it sharpens your axe. You get a little better. It's a lot of work. I think I've dropped 12 pounds, which I needed to probably lose a little bit of weight anyways. I probably the lightest I'm at right now than probably since I left Nissan when I was probably 33 years of age.
Well, it's hard to run. Bart was actually talking a minute ago about every 2 years for state representative, you're running.
Yeah.
So, I mean, your attention, you know, in 6-8 months, we'll have to look ahead a little bit to running the next time. That maybe is the hardest office to run for because it is every 2 years. I know U.S. Congress is the same way. It's almost like you're constantly running for re-election, isn't it?
It is. You know, years ago, When I just left Nissan, I think I was 30, 33, 34, I remember Howard Wall, Donna Barrett, and Lance Frizzell, you know, had me come up there to meet with them and asked me if I'd consider running for that new seat. And I said, I'm going to do something. I'm going to go back and pray about this. I prayed about it for a week, and the Lord just didn't put it on my heart. I didn't feel it. And then I was asked to run for county commission. I prayed about it, and I felt like that was the right thing to do. But, you know, the Lord, I just try to seek him, and it's a challenge. I mean, it really is. Somebody asked me, they said, Mike, why do you do this? My wife said, why do you do this? Why do you go through this? Because I look at this as a mission field. I look at what I do. If I'm calling out the heroin epidemic like I was doing 6 years ago, when I talk about investing in the jails for GED, when I talk about the oppressive PCC probation system, they just sell the lawsuit of $15 million, where's your lobbyists for that? Where's your liaisons? Where's your liaisons and lobbyists for those battling drug epidemic? Where's the liaisons for those that don't have a father in life? Where's the liaison for the broken homes in our community? Where's the liaison for people that's losing their homes? Where's the liaison for somebody who's running a damn business and gotten more regulation, more crap on them than ever before in the history of this nation? And it's going on right now, Brian, in our backyard. And there's no lobbyist fighting for the people of this community. And I want to be that lobbyist. Now, is it lonely? It is very lonely. I mean, what I went through, I give God the glory for it because all it's done is sharpen me. It's made me better. I mean, I'm not just running against my opponent. I'm running against Mayor Smyrna, her dad, city council, everybody else. But God, I mean, here's a man just gave me a high five, Marvin right here. Marvin Williamson just graduated TSU. Young African American, I'm on the radio doing an interview, brother. Marvin Williams had just graduated TSU. You know how I connected with him? I started talking about history. I started talking about how God used Nathan Bedford Forrest, 3,000 blacks at his funeral. That's how me and this guy connected. When I talked about the fatherless resolution, he made the video. Go to YouTube, type in fatherless epidemic. You'll see Marvin, the two black lawmakers that gave me a hard time about Forrest last year, spoke up for me this year. These are things that's truth, and truth needs to be told today. It's lonely. It's very lonely. But one thing you can get truth is on WGNS Radio. Don't read the fake news out there, folks. I have two fake news stories created on me. Two fake news stories on me. If anybody wants to debate me, bring it on. I'll debate you. Come on, WGNS. Bart Walker, Brian, let us on there. I'm going back to school to learn journalism to learn to combat the fake news. Even the professors say what they're doing, Mike, is unethical. Unethical. I'm telling you, there's some things going on in this world that people need to start standing up on. But I appreciate y'all, and I appreciate y'all giving me a voice. And if folks ever need me, my cell number is 525-3198. I'm going to challenge every other elected official. Give out your cell number to people. Don't be afraid to get the phone calls. And if you don't want the phone calls, get out of the kitchen. You don't need to be in there.
Mike, you know, one thing that I think what we've tried to do here. I mean, the door is open for you and for any other of the state representatives, state senators. We try to give our audience, your constituents, a chance to connect and see what those issues are. And I think that's our role as a radio station, a news outlet, a community partner, to be able to make that connection between lawmaker and constituent, so you can get things done. What's on the mind of those people? And that's why you come on frequently. The door is open for any of our elected officials. It's not just you. Me. Or anyone. And I think that's an important point to put out there, and I'm glad you made that point, because there's so many places to get news, and you know, you're talking, I'm talking, and you're talking to the folks. I mean, it doesn't get much more raw and down to than that. There's no middleman writing something, you know.
There's no editor looking over a reporter and changing the words and changing things. That's what goes on, folks. This stuff has happened in our country. The things that's happened to Donald Trump, it happens right here in Smyrna, Laverne, and Murfreesboro. Don't kid yourself. It don't happen in your backyard. It's happening in the backyard. There was a professor at MTSU tried to get me banned from writing an op-ed because I mentioned history. I mentioned Nathan Bedford Forrest. My God, I mean, that's a First Amendment right that I have, and they wanted to get me banned from the paper because I wrote an article? This is happening right here in our community. I want to call people. Take a stand. Start standing up for what these pastors. Start taking a stand on these problems in our culture. The fathers, people think it ain't a big issue. But look at these kids that don't have a father. You know the main protest at MTSU over Nathan Bedford, he become my intern. Me and that guy get along great. He was the main hellraiser on Channel 4, Brandon Woodruff. He's running for office in Chattanooga. And I don't know if he won or not. Once we start talking, we communicated. We got along great. But I'm going to tell you why I think we got along. His dad ain't in his life. Marvin, his dad ain't in his life. I helped him fix his car the other day. He thought I walked on water because I was able to fix his car. But anyways, you know, this is the thing about it. WGNS has a Christ-centered approach. It's Christ-centered because you care. Bart cares. Scott cares. Melissa cares. Everybody you got up there cares. That's the foundation. And that's why get your news on WGNS. Don't go to the fake media outlets, folks. They're a bunch of fakes. They're fakes. And I, like I said at MTSU, our DUI arrests are up 136%. You know what they did? They didn't print 136%. They said Sparks said he voted no because DUI arrests are up. No, the stats are important. 136% is important. It needs to be reported, not censored.
Well, Mike, I know you've got other people to talk to. I just wanted to make sure that we had a chance to speak with you, and congratulations on the win tonight. I know you've got a primary opponent in November, so it's not all said and done, but hurdle for you here tonight. And thanks for being with us.
You know, I just want to thank y'all. I mean, Mike Lyles and Marvin and Hunter, my wife that stood by me, Bradley here, he's excited about Bill Lee, just shaking my hand, walking by. I mean, Bill Kittren. All the folks that have been encouragers for me and praying for me, the pastors in the community, Brenda Bryant, Deborah Maffitt, Randy Berg, Floyd Barrett, so many people, Ed Garner and others, Ivan Fleming, I can go on and on. But these folks are just home folks. They're real folks. They're just home folks. They ain't no elitist. They don't have country club memberships. They're home folks, and they care about our community. But thank you for what you do, Brian, and thank you for what WGNS does.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.
Take care.
That's State Representative Mike Sparks, who won the Republican primary, defeating Tim Morrell by 95 votes.